When people find out I'm from Vermont, often the first thing they ask is if I think Bernie can win. I say he's changing our national conversation, moving it from red herrings and celebrity obsession to issues that affect us all. They invariably agree, but persist on whether or not he can win, as if they had no say in the matter or were talking about Japan or Chile. When I ask what they think of Bernie's positions, I usually get an indirect, rather bemused reaction to the latest antics of whichever candidate is currently acting up. It's as if politics were just some clever sitcom in which they don't have to participate. "Oh, I'm just an observer," one man protested the other day when I pressed him on issues. The election is still more than a year away, and we allow ourselves a certain amount of goofing off before we get down to business. Candidates clown around saying appalling things, and we eat it up. But I'm growing concerned that our need to be entertained is overwhelming our political judgment. We're missing an opportunity to grow in understanding of both the issues and each other's thoughts on them. The weird thing is, I sense people really do want to talk. But there are so many difficult, even incendiary topics, it can seem like a minefield to actually try to discuss them. I recently had a conversation about immigration with a new friend who was born in Taiwan and immigrated to the U.S. as a young woman. Having done it by the book, she has reservations about people who come here illegally. But she also believes fervently in talking with people whose point of view differs from hers. She reminds me of what a courteous political discussion looks like. I came away from our conversation having learned a lot. Even Sanders, known for his strong opinions, recently spoke at Liberty University, where most, maybe all, of the students and faculty disagreed with him. After all, if we ever hope to solve our common problems, we must be willing to talk to those with whom we disagree. For a campaign with real substance, we should also support the candidate of our choice with money, time, or both. Then, of course, we have to vote, because it takes more than mere speculation for any candidate to win.